You're listening to a Tella production. You're listening to Freddy and the Monsters, Volume 3, Dracula the Thirsty. Written by Jesper W. Lindberg. Based on the books by Dennis Jurgensen. Read by Thomas Magnusson. Published by Tellup. A loud howl echoes through the night. It is a hollow echo. Freddy's classmates are sitting around a bonfire. They get scared. "What was that?" asks Anne.
"A fox, perhaps?" answers Stephen.
"Who wants porridge?" asks Stephen.
Not Freddy. He is reading a slime magazine. Something flies close by.
"Help! A monster!"
Stephen falls and lands on his backside.
"Could that be?"
Freddy wonders. That night, Freddy sneaks outside. He wants to find that monster.
"Dracula!"
shouts Freddy. The count is almost lifeless. His friends show up.
"Oh, Freddy!" says Sir Arthur.
"What is going on?" Freddy asks.
"We're out of sodas," Eddie replies.
"So Drac is dry as dust," says Eddie.
"Be quiet, Eddie,"
the count hisses.
"I have an idea," says Freddy. "Come with me, this way."
They find a kiosk. They can buy sodas there. The kiosk is full of goods. Freddy finds 3 sodas.
"May I buy these?"
"No, it is closing time," the girl answers. There is a loud crash. Dracula bursts through the window. Sir Arthur and Boris enter.
"What are you doing, Your Grace?"
Dracula wants to grab a soda, but it is too heavy. Sir Arthur drops his head. It lands on the counter. The girl faints from terror.
"Get out, quickly," says Freddy.
Dracula drinks and gets back his strength.
"Is it fizzy, Drac?"
Eddie asks.
"Stop calling me Drac."
Dracula seems to be back to his old self. You have been listening to a Tellup production. Thank you for listening.